This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where this greatest nation faces a challenge from the left. The challenge has to do with what they call equity. The idea not just that people have equality of opportunity, but that they end up with equity of results. Now, what's the biggest unfair advantage that people have, or unfair disadvantage? It's parents, right? I mean, I enjoyed tremendous advantages in life, and I know it, and I recognize it. I'm thankful for it because of my mom, Renata Medved, and because of my dad, David Medved, who were incredible people and worked hard all their lives and raised four pretty okay boys. And, so what do you do when people have this terrible, unfair advantage called loving and hardworking parents? You abolish parenthood. No, I'm serious. There's a columnist throughout California who suggests that the Golden State should basically require that people give up their children for adoption as soon as they're born, to prevent the terrible unfairness of parents granting all kinds of advantages to their children. We'll consider that that bold reform, which I'm sure is going to be very popular somewhere. And we also should consider, well, one of the things that I think is bold and is quite wonderful, it's no secret, I think that one of the best people in politics right now, and a potential president of the United States, we should be so lucky, is the junior senator from South Carolina, Tim Scott. He's been a member of the House, member of the Senate. He is a remarkable guy, and he, on Dr. King's holiday yesterday, introduced a series of videos that he is producing and putting forward to try to answer some of the left-wing notions that basically the black community has nowhere to go except to the Democratic Party. Tim Scott right now is the only black Republican in the United States Senate. And what he's trying to do with these videos that we'll post a couple of them up at our website at michaelmedved.com, is he's going on a listening and talking tour, and in this one, this excerpt, Senator Scott is talking with a number of men at a barber shop about how you spur economic growth. This is clip 11. Listen.
There's this divide between, do we give people stuff that they don't earn, or if you can earn it, if you can work, should you? And I think we should create a system where if you can work, you should.
True, and giving people stuff is not creating generational wealth. And I see it all the time. You know, people are working, they're working, but they're just working.
All the incentives that stops that from happening is hard on the employers, but it's also hard on the employee, the would-be employee, because the more incentives you have to stay home, the less likely, Anthony, you are to go to work, the harder it is to see yourself climb that economic ladder.
They're not telling these people how you can create wealth. They're just telling these people how you can work. They just run in circles.
That's one sample of this series that is put out by Republican Senator Tim Scott, who, remember, he did a terrific job last time President Biden gave his introductory speech to the nation. It wasn't much. It wasn't tremendously memorable. He has a State of the Union coming up. I don't think they've picked a Republican to respond the Republican who responded to President Biden's first speech to the nation was Tim Scott, who was great, as he usually is. He talks coherently in terms of making even sometimes very complex ideas seem very accessible. And he obviously, when you talk about somebody who wants to persuade with a reasonable and positive tone, Senator Scott is a great choice in particular. Speaking of great choices, the talk everywhere is all about civil war and how Americans can't get along together, and yet there's a definite political trend that emerged in 2021. And the actuality is that Gallup reported that Joe Biden has presided over a remarkable resurgence in support for the Republican Party. On average, Americans' political party preferences in 2021 looked similar to prior years, with slightly more U.S. adults identifying as Democrats or leaning Democratic, 46%, than identified or leaned Republican. That's 43%. However, the general stability for the full year average obscured a dramatic shift over the course of 2021 from a 9-point Democratic advantage in the first quarter to a very rare 5-point Republican edge in the fourth quarter. And this was not mostly people moving to the Republican Party, unfortunately, though there's some of that. It was mostly just people abandoning the Democrats. And abandoning Democrats because of some of the extremism on various issues. Now, there's a Democrat who's running for the United States Senate in Louisiana. And his name is Gary Chambers. He's very well-dressed, a natty kind of guy. And he is smoking a very large blunt, a marijuana-rolled cigarette. It's more like a cigar. But he's smoking his weed in slow motion. And while he's doing that, he talks about his Senate campaign and mass incarceration. This is clip 17.
Every 37 seconds, someone is arrested for possession of marijuana. Since 2010, state and local police have arrested an estimated 7.3 million Americans for violating marijuana laws, over half of all drug arrests. Black people are four times more likely to be arrested for marijuana laws than white people. States waste $3.7 billion enforcing marijuana laws every year. Most of the people police are arresting aren't dealers, but rather people with small amounts of pot, just like me. I'm Gary Chambers, and I'm running for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Okay, do you think that's going to work in Louisiana? And again, Louisiana, not because it's any racial aspect at all, but just because Louisiana would not be one of those states where you would have a great deal of sympathy for the idea of smoking marijuana in your first Senate commercial. And though there are maybe could be some younger voters who are too stoned to actually come out to vote, who will make it out. The U.S. party identification and the leaning toward Republicans, it masks something that Republicans need to remember, which is that the Republicans are not yet the biggest party preference in these polls year after year after year. Who is? We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
Now, Michael Medved, I've had it with you.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Mm-hmm.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the Michael Medved show, I mentioned the largest political grouping in the country, according to Gallup. They're looking at this massive survey they do, looking back over the entire year and looking back at how much better Republicans are doing right now. They're 5 points ahead in terms of party identification on the eve of this election campaign for control of the Congress that we're about to go into. Not only are the Republicans doing better, but most notably, the Democrats are doing significantly worse. The group that does best, traditionally, is independence. And people like to call themselves independents. But what's fascinating about this is Gallup is honest enough so that they break it down. And actually, of those independents, people who say, what party do you most identify with, Republican, Democrat, or independent, of the people who say they identify as independents, who total come to 42%, whereas the Democrats are 27%, 29% as Republicans, and 42% as independents. Part of the reason it's like that is because so many of the independents will admit when they're asked a second question, you're an independent, do you lean Republican or Democratic? And they lean, 15% of all voters say they lean Republican, and 19% of all voters say they're independents, but they lean Democratic. So this is why our elections are so competitive and they're so close, even though you see these Republican gains. And when you look at all the material that Gallup published with this, it's very clear that what has moved people in a more Republican direction has been nothing that Republicans have done. It's Biden. And again, a general sense that he doesn't know what he's doing. He's not succeeding. He's not doing well. And the idea that America, overwhelmingly, people by 2-1 think we're headed in the wrong track, this is why it is so widely expected that the Republicans will win back the House and have an excellent shot, though it's not a sure thing, to win back the United States Senate. And one of the things that's just amazing to me is sometimes when people are reacting to the state of the country, they basically fall into a series of trashing the other side and also trashing the American past to some extent. And that was a little bit the case last night on Stephen Colbert. So Colbert can be funny, but he has become a late-night propaganda machine, basically trying to support the Biden administration as much as he can. He was on last night with Senator Elizabeth Warren, who was a favorite of the crowd as well. And listen to CBS's Stephen Colbert attacking Mrs. Hamburglar. Now, who is Mrs. Hamburglar? If anybody knows the derivation of that designation, he means that to describe Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema. Listen, this is clip 6.
Democrats hope to spend the holiday passing much-needed voting rights legislation. To do that, they have to modify the filibuster. But that dream died last week thanks to Arizona Senator and Mrs. Hamburglar, Kyrsten Sinema. Last week, Senator Sinema took to the Senate floor to announce that while she values voting, the filibuster is her first love.
While I continue to support these bills, I will not support separate actions that worsen the underlying disease of division infecting our country. What is the legislative filibuster other than a tool that requires new federal policy to be broadly supported by senators representing a broader cross-section of Americans?
No. No, not representing a broader cross-section of Americans. The 50 senators who are currently filibustering the voting rights bill represent 41 million fewer Americans than the senators who support it. Stop acting like the filibuster is anything other. Stop acting like the filibuster is anything other than an anti-democratic tool, which is also a pretty good description of Kyrsten Sinema.
Wow. And again, you would think that Kyrsten Sinema, given her background, who she is, would get a little bit of sympathy from the likes of Stephen Colbert. But no, because he wants to go back to the 1960s and the horrors of the 1960s, and there were some horrors, particularly in terms of the suppression of the civil rights movement, but comparing that to now, now, to 2022. How? Listen, this is clip 8.
There are, again, these 34 states, and or these 19 states, and these 34 bills that have been passed. Things are bad. Things were very bad in 1965.
Yep.
That vote happened in the wake of Bloody Sunday.
Yep.
Are things going to have to get much worse before they get any better? What is going to break, in your opinion, this moral failing, this deadlock?
I don't know, but let me put it this way. We may not be able to carry this vote tomorrow or on Wednesday, but if we don't carry it on Wednesday, then we get back up on Thursday and get right back in the fight.
Okay. The United States is as bad as it was in 1965 when the Voting Rights Act was passed after an epic struggle and a very dedicated movement. What basically Colbert is saying is that Dr. King's work was in vain, that nothing improved. And it is so much better in terms of black office holders at every level of the local, state, and the national level, obviously, at black participation, at full citizenship. For goodness sake, the one thing about voting rights and voting rights issues that they won't talk about is a huge expansion of voting that they just enacted in New York. Now, why won't people like Chuck Schumer? Why won't people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Why won't people like Governor Kathy Hochul of New York? Why won't people talk about this? There are 800,000 new voters who are suddenly eligible to participate in elections, in local elections. Why are they keeping this such a deep, dark secret? Wouldn't you think that here they are, they're talking about voting rights. There's a terrific piece, and it's from not a conservative publication, it's from the Associated Press, which asks this question. And I think answering it tells you a great deal about what this whole voting rights fight is about at its very core. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is traveling to Ukraine amid tensions with Russia. The trip comes as there are growing concerns of a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine after the Biden administration released information indicating Russia was planning a pretext invasion. Indiana Republican Congresswoman Victoria Spartz criticizes Russia's military aggression towards Ukraine.
It's sad for me to see that countries like Russia are moving back and aligning themselves with dictatorial regimes, and it's very bad for Europe and creates a lot of instability and headaches for us.
The airline industry is calling on the federal government to block 5G wireless signals near airports or face severe disruptions. A major 5G rollout is scheduled to begin on Wednesday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
With all of the discussion about voting rights, I was just reading in this Associated Press article, it's a good article by Mary Altafer, what she says here is that President Biden's urgent if unsuccessful plea for Congress to pass legislation protecting access to the ballot, is that what his legislation does? How does it protect access to the ballot, and protect against what exactly? And she points out in a piece under the heading, "The Voting Rights Debate Democrats Don't Want to Have." What they don't really have any debate about, or really any knowledge of, is that in the last month, there has been an epic change with 800,000 new voters, people who've never voted before, who are now going to be allowed to vote in local elections in New York City. And they're planning to expand similar reforms in other cities across the country as well. But New York, it's 800,000 people in New York City. It's like a full 10% of the city population. Now, it's a big city. And so 800,000, a lot of people. Why is it, should it be controversial at all that they're expanding these voting rights? Well, because the people they're expanding them to are not citizens. Okay, I have nothing at all against people who are here and are working to become citizens. But for goodness sake, to give people the right to vote, and no, it's non-federal elections, they can't vote for senator, for governor, they can't vote for state representative, but they can vote in local elections for city councilmen, for local initiatives and referenda. And what it does is it takes away the special privilege that we have in the United States, and we've always had this, where you can become a citizen of the United States. We had one of our great secretaries of the Treasury was a naturalized citizen. His name was Albert Gallatin. You probably have heard different places called Gallatin. He was a strong follower. He's from Switzerland. And he was a strong follower of Thomas Jefferson and a great Secretary of the Treasury. Good for him. Considered the greatest since Hamilton. Of course, Hamilton was just a couple of years before, but okay. In any event, nothing wrong with naturalized citizens, but now we're not talking about naturalized citizens. We're talking about people who are legal residents. They didn't come to America illegally, but they have not yet completed their naturalization. And frankly, I think even people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Chuck Schumer realize that this would not be popular if the rest of America knew about it. I'm not sure it's that popular in New York City. And in fact, the Republicans in New York City, and there are some, are actually suing because basically the idea of non-citizen voting hasn't really been explored in terms of whether that kind of constitutional change, it would seem, should be made by an independent city. But all of this about this franchise, about the right to vote, about what is allowing the right to vote and what is blocking the right to vote. And just to go back to Elizabeth Warren and Stephen Colbert, Meeting of the Minds, the idea that the filibuster is just bad, and the 60-vote threshold, and because when people hear the term filibuster, filibuster sounds suspect, doesn't it? A filibuster. And no, it's the 60-vote threshold, the idea that you need a supermajority for important things in the Senate, not in the House. Ben Sasse has a terrific piece today in the Wall Street Journal where he talks about those of us who are over here in the Senate don't want it to be just like the House. But if you then have pure majority rules so that you take one single vote, one Senate vote, and you get to 50 plus Kamala Harris, and then you get your way, that basically does not even represent majority rules. It represents a tie plus the vice president rules. And the point being that the Federalist Papers make it very clear that the people defending and designing the Constitution, and yes, Madison and Hamilton and John Jay, who wrote the Federalist Papers, that those people wanted the Senate to be different from the House. It's why the Senate has 6-year terms, not 2-year terms, so that a senator doesn't have to face the electorate every single 2-year span the way a House member does. Senate has 6 years to be a little bit more independent, and one hopes reflective of the future, long-term future of the country. But let's go get the filibuster. This is now public enemy number one. And this is to the approval of his roaring audience, Colbert and Elizabeth Warren take on the evil filibuster. Listen, this is clip 7.
Are you in favor of getting rid of the filibuster or modifying the filibuster or turning the filibuster back into a true talking filibuster?
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so I got rid of the filibuster altogether. I believe in majority rule. Hello? And look, that's what it's supposed to be about. The founders looked at the whole system and said, you know what? They considered doing a supermajority in the Senate, and they said, nah, they're not going to do that. Simple majority in the Senate. Get to talk, but simple majority. That's what I want to do, because it's a lot I want to be able to do. Understand this. Yes, it's about protecting the vote, but it's also about reforming our immigration system. It's also about gun safety. It's also about protecting our environment. If you actually want to use the federal government to help make us build a better country, and you're not just there to try to cut taxes and appoint extremist judges, then you need to get rid of the filibuster and go by majority rule. So I want to get rid of the filibuster.
we need to help make us build something new, something different. The idea that creating a supermajority, there are reasons, by the way, there are supermajorities required. And, for instance, if you're going to overcome a presidential veto, because they really did try very hard and succeeded remarkably well to set up a balance and a balance between the two houses of Congress, which are very different. And the point is that she says this is the way that they originally intended it. Everything was supposed to be pure majority, pure majority. Well, again, no one objected to that when the Senate adopted its own rules and made it more difficult to get things passed in the Senate than in the House. And the idea that basically, can we just play the very last part of that again, where she was talking about her last little, the idea that it's a government, she wants the government and a vote of 50 senators plus Kamala Harris to be able to remake America this way. This is exactly the opposite of the world's greatest deliberative body, isn't it? And we will get to this question. Does all of this mean we're heading to a civil war or just a particularly nasty disagreement? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Whoa! Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
On the Michael Medved show, long before it was cool and really the hot topic of the moment, we on the Medved show talked about civil war and the prospect of civil war. You remember, gosh, it must have been 10 years ago. It was at least 10 years ago, but it was before he ran for president the first time. Rick Perry had made some comment about, well, maybe Texas should consider secession. And then people blew up and people were very excited and, yeah, let's have Texas secede. And people have been fascinated with this subject about another civil war. Does that have something to do with the fact that there still is a romance and a nostalgia about the incredible heroism that was displayed by people who were fighting for liberty? I mean, I think one of the things that we were listening to yesterday from Dr. King, of him reciting the words from the Battle Hymn of the Republic, the second verse, and which was, of course, written about the fight against slavery and the fight to preserve the Union. But the point is that whatever that nostalgia about that old civil war, if we ever had that kind of struggle, a new civil war today, there's a piece in Business Insider. It says, people who study the origins of civil wars see indicators the U.S. is on the brink of conflict, Yale historian says. And it's a Yale historian who's been on the show before. His name is Timothy Snyder. And he's a very, very bright guy, very well-informed guy, a very respected historian. And Snyder said factors like polarization and alternative realities indicated the U.S. was near conflict. But Snyder said he thought it's even more likely that the U.S. could cease to exist. What does he mean by that? Listen, he says, though the idea of another civil war in the near future might seem far-fetched to many Americans, people who study such conflicts may disagree, according to Timothy Snyder, prominent history professor at Yale University. Snyder, an expert on the rise of authoritarianism, discussed the future of American democracy in an interview with Insider, during which he said he feared the U.S. might not survive if former President Donald Trump were to run again in 2024. Okay, can we think about this for a moment and how silly this is? I mean, look, do I think it would be damaging to the country if President Trump runs again? I think it would be fatal for the Republican Party and very damaging to the country. Yes, I hope and pray, frankly, that he does not run again. And partially because what the entire campaign would about, and he made it very clear, he made it clear in his rally that he had in Florence, Arizona last Saturday night. And by the way, he's doing another rally about 2 weeks from now another big one, this one in Texas. But the great bulk of what the president, former president, 45th president of the United States, what he wanted to talk about was how he was the rightful president, that he had been the one who had been elected. And we have never had this. We have never had this. I know there were people who said they did a poll after Hillary lost the election, and 67% of her followers right after she had lost thought that Trump wasn't the legitimate president. He was, because Hillary had won the popular vote by 3 million votes. Okay. That wasn't holding on to it. That wasn't going back to it again and again and again. Now, do I think that's going to lead to a civil war? No, I don't. Do I think it's going to be highly destructive of their country? Yes, I do. And as an example of the latter, he said a celebration of violence. This Timothy Snyder said the, first of all, I just want to say that for the people who actually study the origins of civil wars, not just in the U.S., but as a class of events, America doesn't look good right now. He cited the high degree of polarization, beliefs in alternative realities, and the celebration of violence. As an example of the latter, he pointed to some who reflexively praised the actions of Kyle Rittenhouse, the teen who killed two people at a racial justice protest in Wisconsin in 2020. Now, you notice the way that they say racial justice protest? Can we say that that was a riot? There was looting? There was a burning down of businesses? How is that a racial justice protest? And is that what they're talking about with civil war? Then you could say that they began the civil war, or the new chapter in that civil war began with, not at Charlottesville, it began with the riots that went across the country. And in fact, they even had a part of the liberated territory on Capitol Hill in Seattle secede. You remember, it became the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest. Or originally, it was the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. And look, the truth of the matter is, we have not had public officials who have handled all this stuff perfectly, but they've handled it reasonably. And if you look at all of the people who talk about the indicators of civil war, they point to situations. We had on the show Stephen Marsh, who's a Canadian, who wrote out five different scenarios that he felt would create a civil war that could mean the end of the United States. Now, one of them was a scenario just like the occupation at the Malheur Wildlife Preserve in Oregon. Remember that? Where they were talking about whether it was legitimate for the federal government to use some of its own land, federal land, to use as a wildlife reserve rather than renting the land to people to graze their livestock on that territory. Now, I know that's a simplification, but it was a terrible thing. There were people who were shot. There was violence. There was federal authorities. We got out of it. It was not. And even the January 6th, which I do believe was a dark day in American history, and I do believe we should do everything in our power to avoid that kind of thing from ever repeating itself. It's terribly damaging for the country. But the idea that that led to a civil war. Now, there were people who were involved at the time, and there's more and more information coming out. And it's one of the reasons that I find it difficult to be sympathetic with the people who were crashing into the Capitol building, because there's all kinds of talk about, as we were quoting from the general who our caller wanted us to consider, there were people talking about declaring martial law and suspending the Electoral College, but none of that is going to happen. America, after the last 250 years, is too strong, and really too strong in its commitment to ordered liberty. which is what we are blessed to have. And he goes on to say that we're talking about Timothy Snyder now. He said it's very possible the U.S. could install a president in 2025 who technically lost the 2024 election by a clear margin. He said with a few gimmicks, a candidate who lost the popular vote and the Electoral College could become president. Now, how would he do that? First of all, how would he do that if he weren't already sitting in the White House and running for re-election, and he wouldn't be? You would have to basically drive the election to the House. He says a few states just have to withhold their electoral votes. The House of Representatives then votes according to state delegations. The Supreme Court then blesses the whole configuration. And then all of a sudden, you have an installed president of the United States. By the way, anybody think that's a good idea? It's nonsense. And the people who are talking about that possibility are frankly just encouraging the most irresponsible elements in our polity. He says, in that scenario, it's possible the U.S. ends up in a civil war. But Snyder said he thought the scenario would likely lead to the dissolution of the U.S. It's a kind of conflict that ends with governors seeking some kind of safe haven for their states. Anybody want to put money on that scenario? I think it's foolish to go down these paths, but it's worth understanding why it's so foolish and destructive for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance. Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.